Taking a look first at your news for the hour. A behavioral mental health survey is being conducted by the Thumb Community Health Partnership in the Thumb's three counties. The survey is for the general public, community leaders, and people who work for organizations that help with behavioral health issues, such as primary care providers and mental health providers who live in Huron, Lapeer, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. The survey will end on March the 31st. To participate in the survey, you can go to the website thumbhealth.org or surveymonkey.com. For more information about the survey and how it can be used to help those in the Thumb, you can also email TCHP Director Kelly Braun at braun@thumbhealth.org. And in other news for today, an alleged suspect in the early morning fatal shooting in Lapeer on the morning of Wednesday, March the 18th, is now jailed and awaiting arraignment. The Lapeer City Police Department was dispatched at around 1:13 a.m. to the Silver Maple Village apartment complex on Dewey Street regarding a gunshot. When officers arrived at the scene, they found a 27-year-old male with a gunshot wound and a 28-year-old man at the apartment who was then arrested. Because the investigation is still ongoing, no further information was released. The Lapeer's prosecutor's office is in the process of reviewing the police report for possible criminal charges. Anyone who has any information regarding the shooting is asked to call the Lapeer Police Department at 1-810-664-0833. The city's police department was assisted by the Michigan State Police and their crime scene unit, as well as the Lapeer County Sheriff's Department. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
The power of Paralyzed Veterans of America can be felt everywhere. For over 80 years, PVA has been a relentless ally for veterans with spinal cord injuries and diseases like MS and ALS, and all people with disabilities, delivering life-changing programs and services that transform challenges into change so they can gain the freedom and independence to thrive. That's the power of PVA. Learn more at pva.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The fate of a marijuana grow facility was discussed during a Lapeer City Commission hearing and meeting on Monday. The hearing was regarding the city's denying of the renewal of two marijuana grow licenses due to numerous complaints regarding odor. Andy Shango, who owns the two businesses, outlined a plan to address the odor coming from the establishments. He brought along his lawyer as well as an engineer that he had hired to install a filtration system to work on the odor issue. The cost of the filtration system is more than $100,000. The system is expected to reduce the odor when it is installed, but was noted that eliminating the smell of such a facility is not a guarantee because the rooms are not completely sealed as the operations are still ongoing. The odor at its peak is right around when the plants are flowering, roughly every 2 months. Following the hearing, the commission approved postponing action until 6:30 p.m. on Monday, April the 6th. And in other news for today, the Ellington Township Board of Trustees is interested in a piece of property off of Caro Road on M81. The board had initially contracted with Putman Developing to obtain grant funding from the Tuscola County Land Bank for the demolition of a building at 2750 East Caro Road. However, in December of 2025, the board voted to withdraw from that contract. During this month's meeting, it was reported that the township is still waiting to hear back from the land bank to have the building inspected for hazardous materials before anything else can even be done. And in other action during that same meeting, the board approved having Supervisor Russell Spears contact the township attorneys to have a resolution drafted up to place a moratorium on data centers. Also, the township will be conducting their annual meeting at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, March the 28th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Wednesday, March 18th of 2026. Joshua C. Sorensen, age 44, of Cass City, passed away on March the 15th of 2026. Funeral services for Joshua C. Sorensen will be held at noon on Thursday, March the 19th, in the First Baptist Church of Cass City, with Pastor Christian Wright officiating. Pastor Chuck Carr and Pastor Tony Jacobs will also be co-officiating, and interment will be in the Hillside Cemetery of Cass City. Memorials may be made to the family to be used at their discretion, or to the First Baptist Church of Cass City. Visitation is from 10 a.m. to noon on Thursday, March 29th, in the First Baptist Church of Cass City. Arrangements provided by the Krantz Funeral Home of Cass City. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.